In the early 90s, the Rolling Stones were gearing up to tour their latest album, Voodoo Lounge.
Welcome to the Voodoo Lounge.
In an attempt to reach audiences in a new way, they decided to try something that had never been done before.
What's old will be new again later this week when the Rolling Stones break new ground with the first ever live rock concert on the global computer internet.
But all the way over in Palo Alto, California, a small band of part-time musicians had plans of their own.
I've got here severe tire damage. Don't back up on the back of a condom. My name is Steven Rubin, and I was the lead singer of Severe Tire Damage, the first band to perform live on the internet.
This is the story of the Rolling Stones, Severe Tire Damage, and the birth of internet live streaming. The year was 1994, and the internet sounded like this. Back in these early days, it was a gold rush to be the first to do something on the internet. Just 2 years earlier, Tim Berners-Lee uploaded the first ever picture to the internet, a picture of a group of singers from CERN. Shortly after, a man named Dan Cohen sold the first thing on the internet, a Sting CD. When Voodoo Lounge hit record store shelves, another 70s rock band, Aerosmith, was about to claim their first. The first single on the internet. An unreleased track from their album Get a Grip, titled Head First. In an exclusive deal with CompuServe, members of that service could type Go Aerosmith and be proud owners of the digital track. However, 1994 internet speeds meant that downloading that single song would take users a whopping 90 minutes. So, probably still quicker to pop down to the shops and get it.
Back then, we were impressed if we had a 1200 baud modem. That's 120 characters per second, which is absurd. Broadcasting over the internet was basically impossible.
As the Rolling Stones were about to embark on a worldwide tour in support of their latest album, Voodoo Lounge, California native Severe Tire Damage were busy touring on a much smaller circuit.